From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia was joined by China Monday in vetoing the latest UN Security Council resolution on Syria, aimed at securing a week-long ceasefire in the embattled city Aleppo to allow humanitarian aid in for thousands of trapped civilians. Russia's ambassador argued the rebels would use the pause to restock ammunition and fortify positions. U.S. Deputy Ambassador Michelle Sisson said the action would only serve to deprive besieged civilians of life-saving aid.
They have vetoed the delivery of basic medicine to people who will die without it. They have vetoed the evacuation of sick and dying people who have no chance of surviving in the bombed-out hospitals and clinics of eastern Aleppo. They have vetoed the delivery of food to civilians who could starve to death and, in the case of vulnerable children, suffer lifelong effects from severe malnutrition. They have vetoed the lives of innocent Syrians.
Meanwhile, Russia says it will start talks with the U.S. this week on a rebel pullout from Aleppo as government and allied forces press an offensive against the rebel-held sector. Rebel leaders are refusing to leave. Ghana's President John Mahama Monday campaigned in a tough re-election fight ahead of Wednesday's election, saying he had done his best to improve economic conditions.
Over the 4 years, we have managed to stabilize our economy, we have resolved our power challenges, and we have significantly improved our social and economic infrastructure.
Mr. Mahama is seeking a second four-year term in a race thought to be close with his chief rival, real estate investor Nana Akufo-Addo. They're among seven presidential candidates, along with dozens of members of parliament up for election. This is VOA News. The Obama administration Monday sought to reassure China of its continued support of the One China policy after President-elect Donald Trump Friday took a congratulatory phone call from the president of Taiwan. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
U.S. officials, including senior officials of the National Security Council, have been in touch with their Chinese counterparts to reiterate our country's continued commitment to a One China policy. This is a policy that is based on three joint U.S.-China communiques that were negotiated by different U.S. presidents and different parties. And, of course, by the Taiwan Relations Act. This is a policy that's been in place for nearly 40 years, and it has been focused on promoting and preserving peace and stability in the Strait.
The Trump-Taiwan call received a strong diplomatic protest and continuing criticism from Beijing. It was the first such call since U.S. policy switched diplomatic recognition from Taipei to Beijing in 1979. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, speaking Monday in Berlin, cautioned against global anxiety and discussed the importance of transatlantic ties as the world awaits the incoming administration of President-elect Trump.
We're going to be okay. We're going to make it, folks, and I'm absolutely confident about that. We just have to keep our heads about it and stay steady and keep working in the same direction. And this alliance is not just about the United States and Germany. This alliance is critical to everybody on this planet.
Kerry said the anxiety he's referring to involved Brexit and Sunday's defeated Italian referendum. He also tried to blunt criticism by Mr. Trump over the Iran nuclear agreement. Libyan militia forces loyal to the country's fledgling National Unity government claim Monday to have seized full control of the coastal city of Sirte, controlled by Islamic State for 18 months. Brigadir Ali Hadi Salem said great progress was made toward the coastal Giza axis, although progress has been slowed by snipers and landmines. The operation to retake Sirte was launched in June and cost hundreds of lives. The UN announced Monday it identified more than 40 peacekeepers of the MINUSCA force accused of sexual abuse in Central African Republic. 25 are from Burundi, 16 from Gabon. Embattled South Korean President Park Geun-hye Tuesday said she'll accept impeachment if the opposition-controlled parliament votes this week to remove her from office, but stopped short of saying she'll resign. An impeachment vote requires approval of the country's constitutional court. That process could take months. Brazil's Senate president was suspended from his post Monday by the country's Supreme Court as he prepares to stand trial for corruption charges. U.S. stocks rose again to record territory Monday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.